Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun, shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Revelation 1. Glory to God. Welcome to Wonder Reality. This is Jim. This is part 9 of a series about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father, God Almighty. Amen. And the general question is, how do we meet and know and walk with the real Jesus Christ, the glorious Lord and God Almighty, beautiful beyond description, on the glorious splendor of your majesty will I meditate, who meets every one of our needs. And this one message, short message, I want to focus on the fact, the truth, that God only uses dead people. That sounds extreme. And what does that mean? Where is that in the Bible? Where is that in Jesus Christ's teachings? That God only uses dead people. We have to be dead to meet and know and walk with the real Jesus Christ. This is one of Jesus' main teachings. Let's just look at some of them. Jesus said, if anyone comes after me, let him forget himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Take up his cross. That means we have to die daily. And then he said, if anyone wants to save his life, he'll lose it. If anyone loses his life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, he will find it. So that's another. He's saying it again. He's saying we have to lose our life. We have to lose our life for him, for the gospel. What a glorious divine exchange this is. We give up our old life, which is just one life. It's not worth anything. Without God, it's nothing. We're dead. We can do nothing. We give that up and we receive the greatest, most valuable life and entity in the universe. God Almighty, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said also, I just read this. It's in Matthew. He said, if anyone does not take up his cross and follow me, he is not worthy of me. That's in Matthew. Matthew 10:38. famous teaching, one of the last things Jesus said, actually. Jesus said, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it lives alone. A grain of wheat is a seed. It's a seed of wheat. Unless a seed falls into the ground and dies, it lives alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Jesus, of course, was talking mainly about his death. Amen. Jesus Christ died for the world, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Glory to God. That's everything. He's also referring to human beings on the earth. It goes right along with his other teachings. If we so let's look at it again. He's using a metaphor, as he often does and often did. He's saying, unless a seed falls into the ground and dies, it lives alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. So if a seed does not fall into the ground and die, it just is one seed, one person. They may think that they're doing great and they've got this great existence, but they're just one person. They're not producing any fruit. It's just one person. And then they die without Jesus Christ. It means nothing. Jesus said, what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Nothing. That's interesting. Jesus, our soul is worth nothing. We may think it is. People may think that they're, important and valuable. But what can a man give in exchange for his soul? It has no value. That one seed, that one person, it's kind of harsh to say this maybe, but one seed sitting on your table has no value. It never can do anything. It can never, it's just one seed and it lives alone. But if it goes into the ground and it dies, that seed can produce much fruit. Like it goes, because God is a supernatural, creative God, that one seed exponentially can produce a crop, and that crop produces many, many seeds, and those seeds go into the ground and they die and they produce more. It's like exponential. We all, it's really incredible. It's a miracle. God created that. Same thing with people. One person. If they never die, if they never come to Jesus Christ and give their life to him, they're just one person. They can produce nothing, because we've established, and if you've listened to previous messages, apart from God, we are dead, and apart from him, we can do nothing. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. But when a person comes to Jesus Christ, gives their life to him, and they go through the process of walking with him, they can die and produce much fruit. Amen. God only uses dead people. Only dead people can meet and know the real Jesus Christ in his glory and his majesty. Only people who have gotten rid of their old nature, generally, but also every day, and realize this, this glorious truth, that they have the opportunity to know him. And how do we know him? We got to die. We got to get rid of our old nature. Realize that we're nothing. Realize we can do nothing. Humbling ourselves before him. Realizing how awesome he is and how we are nothing and how needy we are, how desperate we are for Him. And when someone does this, they can know the real Jesus Christ in His glory and His majesty, the one and only, the Son of God and God Almighty. He's both at the same time. Amen. He's that what I read at the beginning of this message was what, you know, the vision John saw when he saw Jesus Christ, countenance shining like the sun, His eyes like a flame of fire. It's just glorious. It's glorious. And that's available to us, but we must die. We must go through the process. And remember the paradox Jesus presented in many different places and many different times. He said, if anyone wants to save his life, he'll lose it. If anyone loses his life for the gospel. After that grain of wheat, that teaching, this glorious teaching, he said, if anyone loves his life, he'll lose it. He who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Hates his life. So he's telling us this in all these different ways. We need to lose our life. We need to get rid of our life. We need to hate our life. We need to give up all that we have. He said, in the same way, anyone who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. Well, everything we have has no value before we meet him. We established that from that. That's a glorious revelation from the grain of wheat teaching. Let's call it that. Jesus said, let's repeat it again. Unless a seed falls into the ground and dies, it lives alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. So that seed has no value. There's two options for the seed. The seed can remain a seed, or it can go into the ground and die and bear much fruit. So if it just remains a seed, it has no value. There's no value to it. And so we as human beings, we have literally no value. What can a man give in exchange for his soul? Nothing, because we have no value apart from Jesus Christ, apart from God. Okay, final thing, I want to finish up with this. These truths are awesome. Every person on the earth can. This general truth, I do believe, is available to everyone on the earth. No matter who they are, where they are, whether they have a Bible or not, whether they have the benefits of modern technology, that is, having a Bible and having all the translations of the Bible that we have, and a whole lot of Bibles, you know, and I've said this before in other messages, but it's so important. As millions upon millions of people on the earth, both today and in history, of course, never had a Bible. They have never owned a Bible or read a Bible. And of course, many people have never actually read these words or heard these words of Jesus Christ. They may have never heard the gospel. So I want to present that every human being, though, God has made this available to everyone clearly. So this is kind of a process, of a short process that I'm going to try to do now and explain this. So The purpose of our whole existence is to know God Almighty and to have a relationship with Him forever, both in this life and it lasts forever. That's the purpose of us being here. Amen. And He's made Himself available, of course, to every person. Glory to God. It's mind-boggling. It's incredible that He is available every day, all the time. He's all around us. These people that I'm talking about, you know, we live in a big world, right? There's 7.5 billion people today. There's more than 100 billion people have lived in history, and every individual person has had and has today full access to the one and only. Full access. He's everywhere around us. He's available all the time, 24 hours a day. Amen. He's always available. We go to sleep for 6 to 8 hours or whatever. He's available that whole time. He's all the time. And He's all around us, everywhere we go. And when we go about our day, we see the heaven. That's the first heaven. We look up and we see the heaven, and I call it heaven because that's our atmosphere. At night, we see the stars. We see the sun during the day. And somehow, people all over the world are getting food and they're getting water. It may be hard for them. It may be easy for them to get these things. But in our adult life, the whole process of us finding God is realizing how great and awesome He is and how we are nothing. We don't even know how we got here until we come to the realization God Almighty gave us this life. So we had no input or nothing to do with being here in the first place. We had nothing to do with our survival in the first 5 to 10 years of our life. You know, call it 3 to 6 years or whatever number of years. We had nothing to do with our survival. Other people, and really God, allowed us to survive and make it to adulthood. You could even say 10 years, 12 years. I mean, can a 10-year-old go out and survive on their own? It would be very hard. They might be able to do it. And then today, as adults, we cannot provide any of the 4 things that we need to survive. None. Sunlight, air, water, food. None. We can't provide any. So the point I'm wanting to make here is we can't do anything. And so every person on the earth either comes to this realization and humbles themselves before God, and they seek the one true God and say, I want to find you. I'm going to find you. No matter what. I realize that I'm nothing. I can do nothing. I've had nothing to do with being here, nothing to do with my survival, both as a young baby, infant, child, and nothing to do with my survival today. You're doing everything for me, so I'm going to give you, it's only common sense and natural, I'm going to give you my life. And someone who does that, they're going to find the answer. The Savior. God Almighty, the one and only. Those who don't do this, they won't find Him. And they, sadly, miss out on the answer. They miss out on knowing the one and only God Almighty. And even worse, they die, and what happens to them? Well, you know, if somebody never, they'll just have to find out when they die. They did not pass the test. They didn't prove themselves worthy. And so millions upon millions of people have found the Savior. They didn't know His name. Remember, His name, before Jesus Christ was born on the earth, His name was not Jesus Christ. He was described in the Old Testament when He came down as the angel of the Lord, the son of one like unto the Son of Man. That's Jesus Christ, but His name only became Jesus Christ when He was born on the earth. So all the people before that died, you know, I don't want to get into this a discussion about, well, what about people who died before Jesus Christ died? My point is, Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God, and He was with God in the very, very beginning, and has always been one with God. So for 4,000 years before He actually, before God came to earth as a man, He was saving people, even then. He's the Savior, He's the Lord, He's the angel of the Lord, the Son of Man, the Amen. Glory to God forever. Famous scripture, I just want to read it, it's awesome. Romans 1:18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and so forth, birds and four-footed animals, creeping things. Man is without excuse that He's revealed Himself in so many ways. And it's the same thing with us as followers of Jesus. You know, as I've been saying, probably 95% or more, might be 99% or more of followers of Jesus Christ, they are just in phase one and they don't continue on with Him. They don't, and the same principles that I've just presented apply to them. You know, everything that we have, everything that we do is from God. Everything we have and our whole survival, both our birth and then our survival in our first 10 years and our survival as adults every day, everything comes from God. Everything. And so it's only common sense that we would every day, daily, humble ourselves before Him to the point where we give Him our whole life. It's like, here's our whole life. I want to die. I don't even want to exist. I want to lose my life for You. I hate my life because You've... And that's how we meet Him. That's how we meet the real Jesus Christ. That's how we make it get through the phases and get... go deeper and higher and wider and get to meet the glorious Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. Amen.